Welcome to another Train to Gay Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm here with Train to Game game development student Sam Welsh, aka Indigo White, on the Train to Game forums, and he's here to tell me a bit about why he chose to study Train to Game, how he's finding the course, and what his favourite parts have been so far. But first of all, what first got you interested in video games?
That's something I've always grown up with, ever since I was about 3 or 4. We had the Sega Mega Drive and played Sonic the Hedgehog. I've just grown up with it. It's something I've lived with all my life.
So what made you decide you wanted to forge a career in the games industry, and why have you chosen to study to do that with Train to Game in particular?
Games development is something I've always wanted to do. It was something I was looking at whilst I was in upper school, secondary school, even for A-levels. I was looking at universities, and it wasn't really the option I wanted to go for at that time. And I got a leaflet for the post about Train to Game, submitted for some more information, had a representative come around and talked about it, and I felt it was the best option for me at that time, and I still feel it's the best option for me right now.
So what made you decide to take the game development course over the game designer course, or indeed the art and animation course?
I've always kind of coded. It's something like I've coded this since QBasic was out. Our computers at one of my schools had all QBasic, and I would code on them during my breaks and stuff. So it's something I've kind of come up with, I've grown up with, as it were. It's just something I've grown up with. And design, I enjoy that. I've done the design challenges and stuff on the forums, and I'm not too good at art. I can pass at that, but I'm not the greatest at art, so coding seems to be the best thing for me.
What were you doing before you started your Train to Game course, and indeed, what are you doing now alongside it?
Well, I was, and I still am. I'm a full-time worker at one of the big supermarkets. That's what I do from day to day. That is the day job. In my spare time, as I mentioned before we started, I do YouTube videos. I do all sorts of things, mainly on the Train to Game forums, actually, so that's what I do.
Tell us a bit about the weekly Train to Game videos you produce.
Yeah, I was going to start working on that, and then Portal 2 came out, so I haven't started on that this week. But that came about, a YouTube director I watch, Total Biscuit, who does Azeroth Daily, presents them really well, and I figured I couldn't do a daily show because I just don't have the time to do one every day, but I figured I could do one at least weekly. And for those people who perhaps don't go on the forums too much or can't surf as much as me because I'm a student moderator, they can at least get the best of the week and have a look through and see what was there.
So how are you finding balancing the Train to Game course around making those videos and the rest of your life?
It's very tight at times, I'm not going to lie. It's hard to fit everything in sometimes, but generally you find a way. You just have to kind of timetable stuff in around your life.
Which has been your favourite part of the Train to Game course so far?
It's actually the community side, not the actual course, but working with people on the forums. Doing the videos as well has been really enjoyable because I've started to work with other people on the videos. And there's some really good people in the community out there who are always willing to help, always willing to have a conversation. There's some really knowledgeable people in the community, and it's really good fun to just even have a conversation with them.
What do you want to achieve with Train to Game this year?
This year, hopefully, I will be in a game studio by the end of this year. I would like to hope that I will be in a game studio by the end of the year. And hopefully I'm somewhere near the end of my course, or if not finished my course by the end of this year.
And finally, what would your ideal job in the games industry be?
If everything goes well, I would be a games producer, somebody at the top calling the shots, overseeing everything. That would be my ideal job.
Thanks, Sam. That was Train to Game game development student Sam Welsh, aka Indigo White, on the Train to Game forums.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.